Oh, yeah, it's helpful, no question, because you know what to expect, you know, a little bit. I think they've done a lot of work from the standpoint of, you know, even in the warmer temperatures down here, trying to hit certain types of balls, certain types of kicks. So, you know, we're prepared going in, and hopefully it's a good day for them.
I think I remember Josh Gobie and Adam Podler saying that it was hard to kick at Heinz Field. Why is that?
It's a kind of a swirling wind. You know, it must not have been too hard for Scobie because he ended up winning the game for us in 2007, so it was pretty easy for him that night. But, you know, it's going to be a tough place to kick. There's no question. You know, I think the longest field goal in there is 51 or something like that. It's not very long, but, you know, that kid, you got to respect the guy that's there right now because he's done a great job with it, no question.
What kind of returner is Brown, assuming that he's back there?
He's like the best in the world. I mean, he's scary when you watch him. He's a guy that can, what I call a game wrecker, because, you know, all of a sudden you got him tackled, you think, and then all of a sudden he's running to the house. So it's going to be a real challenge for us. He's a real competitor too. You know, a lot of guys in that situation, I've had guys that are, you know, big time starters that, you know, they say they want to do it, but really don't. That guy really does. I mean, I know for a fact, knowing, Danny Smith, the special teams coach there, they got to pull him off of there. So he's a big-time kid. And, you know, the guy that's been in there before him, number 17, has done a good job for him too. So it's going to be a challenge.
Assuming Blair Brown is down, does that affect you guys, special teams-wise?
Well, we can't assume that yet. You know, he didn't practice today, but I'm sure that, you know, we'll try to treat him and see what happens. We don't know the grade of it. But, I mean, anytime you lose somebody, it's going to affect you. But, you know, that's been the story for this year, really. You know, last time when we played him, we didn't have Lorente. So, you know, you just roll with it and go from there. And next guy up, and that's the way it is this time of year for sure.
Saw from Didi returning punts?
Yes, I thought he did a good job. You know, he also had a good recognition of a rule that we work on quite a bit called no consequence. You know, once they touched it, it's basically a no consequence play for us. He went back and tried to recover it, hopefully either knock it out of bounds, maybe knock it forward into the end zone, or, you know, make a big play with it. So that was good to see. I thought he made good decisions. And, you know, he's had a long return for us already this year. So if he's back there, we'll see how it goes. Got a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, Mickens has still got a few days too. So we'll see how it goes towards the end of the week.
How many guys know that rule, you think?
Well, I hope every damn one of them on our team, I can tell you that. There's a lot of people that don't. Most of the time, the guys that are sitting in your seats have no idea, because what they'll be doing is they'll be sitting there going, oh, well, what are they trying to touch the ball for? I mean, oh, I know you do. I said most of the time, right? But, you know, it's just a rule that we actually scored a touchdown, 98-yard touchdown in Dallas using that rule. So it's a huge benefit for you. You know, everybody knows it now. They're all working it, and we got to be real sharp with it, no question.
Did they change the rule on if the ball hits the ground and you call fair catch, it's still dead?
Yeah, it's anytime a guy puts his hand up and it's a fair catch, that ball's dead.
But that wasn't always the case.
No, it wasn't always the case, but it's been changed now for quite a while. I'm really shocked that they didn't call it for a legal fair catch, because again, he started running with it right there. You know, what they told me was if he'd have been going a couple more steps, it probably would have been called. So I'm not sure what those couple more steps are, but you know. Yeah, yeah. Would have been nice to get a fumble and go the other way, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Would you